The other thing I'm writing about is the size of referee shorts.
Yes.
You rarely get a chance to say that on national radio. I'll say it again. The other thing I'm writing about is the size of referee shorts.
Yeah.
I am 17 and 5'10". Is that okay to go on the list of our rain people?
No, I'm 5'10". No, of course you are. We're getting all the same height.
Not so fat. So I bought a pair of medium-sized pair of shorts. They turned out to be almost pornographic when I put them on, with my arse often hanging exposed from the back from when I went running.
Wow.
So it is not the referee's fault that the shorts are so small. The shorts themselves seem to be small, because all referee shorts are supplied by ex-referee Ray Lewis. Makes the referee's
kit. No, it can't be one person in charge.
He says so.
Really?
And he watches Mystery Science Theatre 3000, this fellow, so he's got to be right.
Oh, yes, he is. If he's on tonight, don't miss it on the Science
Ray Lewis, ex-project ref, as he manufactures the referee's kit.
Wow.
And for the sake of a half an inch of material out there in Asia, a fella's bottom is hanging out.
Hanging out. A medium size.
Yeah.
Well, there
you go. I'm not fat, he says. Yeah.
Just the things over here. this is pure bunkum.
Exactly. I mean, here's something now.
If I were Manchester United, who looked like they're in trouble, I would tonight go out with the pitch marker, and I would make the area 6 inches shorter, and at the end of the season turn around and go, these markings have been wrong all season. Referees ignored it game after game. I'm saying, let's have a retrial on this. Because if referees do go out with a fine-tooth comb and a theodolite and figure out how big pitches are before every game, of course they don't. The ball is kicked out of play on the touchline. This is question 8. I know don't go over it here, but I'm incensed. The ball is kicked out of play at the touchline, hits the fence and bursts. What action should the referee take? He's just written, replace it with a similar ball, correct.
Yeah, a child of four could have worked out.
Replace it with a tin of oil you can just roll around the...
That pig's head we heard about.
Yeah, that is a half a page swell to 8 pages, not the most of it. Well, right, we're going to come right back. Sorry about that, but we are
after that, we're showing you an extraordinary picture of a footballer who looks like a woman, or vice versa.
All right.
And we're going to do all the jokes.
All the jokes, and the jokes. Yourselves. 0500... Who looks like
that? Oh man, I'm going to just describe what's in that photograph.
It looks like it's something from a
magazine.
I'll put my thumb over it as well. I won't look. I won't spoil it.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
I won't spoil it. I've now been handed a photo from a concept magazine.
Yeah,
I love the concept magazine. It's DOL 8920.
It's quite an attractive female body, isn't it?
It's quite in all the black kit. I've got my thumb over the page, and it says here.
Take it off, I'll tell you.
I do like, by the way, the contact says, it says here, my sexual appetite needs quenching. How about some weekend fun with it? This isn't a real one. No, and if it's a couple, then you've got something going, because they say no time wasters, no single males. Then you know there's something going on. But this is just, I suspect this is some old Tom who's just applying for trade, or else the magazine just puts him in it, titillates it. Well, anyway. Okay, so, 40.
You're just working yourself up, aren't
you? I just want to remove my thumb now.
Don't remove it yet. Just read the entire thing.
All right.
No, sorry. Read the entire thing with the 40s, 50s male. Read that caption.
The caption. My sexual appetite needs quenching. How about some weekend fun with this attractive 40s petite female eagerly awaiting your reply? S.A., please. Bucks.
Okay. That's it. I want you now to cast your mind back.
I still haven't seen what this woman looks like.
Cast your mind back to the great Ipswich Town, the side of the early 80s.
All right, yeah.
They won the UEFA Cup. Think about their forward line. Now take your
Mariner.
Take your thumb off the picture.
It's Eric bloody Gates! It's a ringer! She's a ringer for Eric Gates!
It's Eric Gates! It's Eric Gates in stockings and suspenders asking for people in the Buckinghamshire
come and get
thumbs
with him!
I mean, it's... No, let me try. Okay.
My sexual appetite needs quenching. How about some weekend fun with an attractive 40s petite male eagerly awaiting your reply? SAE, please. Hi, I'm Eric Gates. No, that's not going to happen.
How incredible is that?
Oh, look, the letter says here. I've got to look at that.
Yeah.
Wow, Eric. Yeah, it is. Oh, no. one doesn't like to, but that's a
brief. May need to come in and see this. He must remember Eric Gates.
I'm afraid you'd have to have a grudge against the old fella to go, he would.
Now I know
why they black out the faces on some of these adverts, because plainly there's no trade there.
Trevor Weinbach's one thing, but Eric Gates.
Romeo's on the van, he could have imported better stuff than that.